Well, Donald Trump is still standing in the way of Joe Biden's transition team, but the president-elect is forging ahead with plans for his presidency. He's promised to change immigration laws, and that should be good news for immigrants who've been trying to get legal status, including thousands of Irish. New York-based immigration lawyer James O'Malley told me that he expects Joe Biden to reverse many of Donald Trump's executive orders on immigration.
I think so. The Biden team, they will reverse the DACA, a program to help young people who were brought to the US as children and really grew up in the US and grew up undocumented. They were given status and a work permit so they could live and go to school and college, etc., etc. And Trump himself reversed this. I'm sure a Biden-Harris administration will solidify DACA and reintroduce it in a way that will have a lasting effect for probably a couple of million people.
And you visited one of those holding centres in Texas where mothers and children are being kept. How quickly do you expect that Joe Biden would be able to release the detainees there and come up with an alternative approach to dealing with their asylum requests?
Yeah, this is another issue that's at top of the list, I think, for the Biden-Harris team, is the family separation. It's still going on, even though the entire civilized world and the legal systems of every civilized country condemn this. It's still going on. Children are being separated from their parents who are trying to gain access to the U.S. at the southern border. I think that will also be a top priority for the Biden government to bring some humanity to this situation. Yeah, I did indeed visit one of the immigration prisons, and it absolutely horrific.
Now, let's turn to the Irish undocumented. We are hearing that Joe Biden plans to bring a bill to Congress seeking a path to citizenship for illegal immigrants. But should this give hope to the undocumented Irish? Because there's been so many times their hopes was raised before, only to be dashed for lack of action.
Yes, indeed. And personal experience of that. And most recently, the E3 visa program that the Republican-controlled Senate voted down at the last moment. The path to citizenship for the undocumented, it's a very thorny issue, and it's not really something that by the executive branch, by the presidency, can be cured overnight. It needs a legislative program. I have no doubt it will happen at some point, but it needs a total overhaul of the U.S. immigration system, which is really a patchwork. It's an enormously convoluted and chaotic system because it has been neglected for many years.
And Jim, if the Republicans continue to hold the majority in the Senate, do you think that anything will change?
It will change, I hope, but it won't change quickly and it won't change easily. Immigration is politically, it's a very toxic issue. That's the word that's always used. This is one of the reasons why the E3 visas for Ireland went down. And even I think the Taoiseach's office appointed a really good ambassador from Ireland to lobby for this. There's a group of Republicans in the Senate that anything to do with immigration is a no. It doesn't matter what it is. If Mother Teresa was looking for a visa, it would be no.
And of course, in recent years, there's been no real special treatment for the Irish like there used to be. Could this change given Joe Biden's Irish background?
I doubt if it would. It seems trying to go it alone doesn't seem to work anymore. It did at one time, but it doesn't seem to anymore.
How is the pandemic affecting, say, the demand by US employers for workers from abroad? Do they need as many at the moment?
Not particularly, because the unemployment rate starting in March quite skyrocketed. So no, there is not the same demand for workers of any type in many industries. It remains to be seen once the therapeutics and the vaccines become available, how that will change. And I've no doubt that it will change.